This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Chakota.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Which is like a tribe.
Hmm.
But I believe.
Are you thinking of the Lakota?
I might be thinking of the Lakota.
That's fine.
My bad. The name of this does not suggest what it is.
No, because nothing, I think, could encapsulate the coolness of this.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. This is a good one. This is one of those. This is a good good day for this book. So this is a, I think, like, so these things start with a italicized actual text from a book.
Yes.
And then they start describing it. Both of these are excellent.
Yes.
So, like, I kind of want to read them both. The one from the book is more directly descriptional. Like, the Chakota is composed of dozens of humans' faces set into a thickly cylindrical, worm-like mass of sickly purple-veined muscle. The faces weep, shout, and cry out with great woeful feeling. The Chakota is somewhat mobile but cannot escape its pit. It's about 6 feet high and 3 feet in diameter. That's pretty great.
I love it.
But there's so, like, this, the mystery that if the second paragraph is just by itself, a Chakota is created by a magical ritual involving a willing person who is consumed in the process and whose face becomes the first face of the creature.
The first face.
Yeah, even just that, just suggest, right? Like, at first the thing must be fed, but soon it takes care of itself. That is some fucking double plus microfiction. Like, if there's a Twitter account, one of those microfiction Twitter accounts just had that paragraph, that's excellent.
That is really, really good.
Like, every sentence in that suggests something really cool.
Mm,
like, a ritual involving a willing person who is consumed, first face, must be fed, but soon will take care of itself.
Yeah.
Really, really. It's like the Raymond Carver of Monster Manual entries. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, it is a portrait of elegance, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The economy of that, those sentences is extremely good. Two sentences.
Yeah. So when we talk about this taking care of itself and it take, you know, like the willing sacrifice being the first person, you know, being the first face on it, new faces are added based on who it devours.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kills Bob, and guess what? Bob's face pops up on there.
Yep.
It's like a Junji Ito kind of thing. It's great.
It's extremely Junji Ito.
Yeah.
And the you know, this idea that, like, if you see somebody, you know, that's an increased kind of sanity loss.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no, Bob.
Yeah, like, you don't want that to happen to Bob, you know? And I think about, like, this willing participant, right? Like, if you were part of a Chakota, like, you'd probably want to be the first face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like being the front of the human centipede.
I was literally just about to say that.
Jesus. You know,
like, at the very least, then you're eating faces rather than being eaten.
Right.
You know, you never have to be eaten if you're the first face of a Chakota.
Yeah.
It's a pyramid scheme, but for monster, you know?
Like, yeah, no.
They get two people.
By the time you hear about it, it's too late. It's too late to get any benefit. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. The Amway of Call of Cthulhu here. Yeah. Extremely good.
I'm just picturing that, like, they talk about, like, oh, in order for people to appreciably benefit from a pyramid scheme, after a certain number of points, you have to recruit more people than exist on Earth. I'm just imagining Planet Chakota.
Yeah, that's some Grant Morrison shit right there. Like, is the screen, you know, when the planet moans, you know, like, as soon as you get into the atmosphere, it's just like this, like, you know, literally 4.6 billion voices moaning.
Oh,
you know, man, is that good? It's just like, there's not, I don't know what we're going to go out on that's funny. It's just fucking awesome.
It's just really, really good. I also just like the idea, you know, like a face, you know, like
as a freestanding object.
It's part of the reason why, like, bobbing for apples is hard. It's because if you're not dealing with something below a certain size, like, a human mouth isn't really capable of doing anything that dangerous. You know, like, it's just kind of hard. I'm just imagining, like, a big dick with a face sticking out of it. How much damage could it actually do just by?
Yeah. I've never been bit in, like, anger to be hurt.
Right.
You know, but, like, how, you know, you're right. Like, I suppose, like, a limb, but if it doesn't get a limb, you know, on a face, like, maybe you could bite a cheek.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm just imagining, like a human bite attack. Nah.
Yeah. Like one, you get to do 1d1, no damage every once in a while. I was thinking about this as how undignified and unscary this would be if it kept getting interrupted and all you did was get, like, cheeks and, like, noses and stuff like that. Like, the tower of eyebrows is, like, way less scary. It just always, it always looks suggestive or surprised or arch.
The Tower of Eyebrow. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.